Morning Watch, Day 4. Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 3. Enjoying the all-inclusive Christ as the good land, our allotted portion. Related verses. Colossians 2, 6 and 7, 9 and 10. As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him. Having been rooted and being built up in him, and being established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you have been made full in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Isaiah 37:31. And the remnant of those who have escaped of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Colossians 2:19. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. Ephesians 3:8-19. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. 1 Corinthians 3:6-9. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's cultivated land, God's building. Related reading. The section of Colossians that includes 2:8-15 contains a number of important points. Many are related to Christ as the good land, as the rich soil in which we have been rooted. The expression, having been rooted, in verse 7, implies that there is soil. Having been rooted in the soil, we grow with the elements that we absorb from the soil. We know that Christ as the soil is in our spirit. Now we must go on to see, from verses 8-15, a description of the very soil in which we have been rooted. These verses present a full description of the definition of the soil. The first aspect of this very special soil is found in Colossians 2:9. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We have been rooted in the one in whom all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. We should not allow anyone to carry us away from such a soil. To be carried away from the soil is to be uprooted from it. The believers had been rooted in Christ as the good land, as the one in whom all the fullness of the Godhead dwells. Instead of allowing anyone to carry us away from the soil, we must stay rooted in it. In verse 10, we see more concerning the substance of Christ as the soil. One aspect of the soil is that of the fullness of the Godhead. Another aspect is that Christ is the head of all rule and authority. In Christ as the good land, we have a number of different elements. The first element is all the fullness of the Godhead, and the second is the head of all rule and authority. When we are rooted in Christ as the soil, the first thing to take place is that we are made full in him. The Greek word for made full implies completion, perfection, satisfaction, and full accomplishment. In Christ as the soil, we are filled, completed, perfected, satisfied, and thoroughly supplied. The first element of the soil is the fullness of the Godhead. As we absorb into our being the rich nourishment from the soil, we enjoy this fullness. Then this fullness makes us full, completes us, perfects us, satisfies us, accomplishes everything for us, and thoroughly supplies our every need. This fullness is inexhaustible. God has planted us into a rich land. The first aspect of this land is the fullness of the Godhead, the expression of God in the old creation and in the new creation. Having been planted into such rich soil, we absorb nourishment from the soil. The first element of the riches of the soil is the fullness. In this fullness, we have been made full. Thus, we are short of nothing. Paul wanted the Colossian believers to realize that since they had been made full in Christ, they had no need to worship angels. Christ is the head of all rule and authority, and angels are just one item of God's creation. In the fullness, we are made full, complete, and perfect. Everything necessary is accomplished, and we are supplied and satisfied. Oh, this fullness is all-inclusive. It includes righteousness, justification, holiness, sanctification, and whatever we may need. Having been planted into this fullness, we should simply absorb nourishment from it. As we do so, we will find that we have no lack. The experiences of crucifixion and resurrection are in the fullness. Praise the Lord that we may enjoy the universal, eternal, extensive, all-inclusive fullness. This fullness dwells in Christ bodily. Since Christ is the good land in which we have been rooted in this fullness. In it, we have been made full, complete, and perfect. We have no need whatever.